Siman Reish Kes, beginning of Siman Reish Kes, deals with the halachas of when something is considered mezonos, not in the form of pasul b'kistin, bread, and those type of forms, but in the form of what's called referred to in the word as maisa kedera, that it's been done in a made in a pot, which means it's been cooked. So we know that if we make a bracha, oatmeal, farina type of things, we make a bracha of bereim and mezonos. L'chero, what it is, it's a pri adama. It's a betzim, it's a kernel of wheat which comes out of the ground. So when is a bracha pri pri adama? When is a bracha shahako? When is a bracha mezonos? So when they leave the state, when mezonos leaves the state, the kernel leaves the state of being in its original form. It masses together as a unit. So it becomes one unit. So that's when it goes from being adama to being a bracha of bereim and mezonos. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the case already, the person, even if he doesn't make it into flour and very very fine particles and make a porridge that way, but he cuts the kernels into pieces, to half or smaller, and then he cooks them together. So at that point in time, the bracha is bereim and mezonos. If the kernels remain shlemim, the bracha is a bereim pri adama. In a case where they were shleimim, even if they had still have the husk on them, but the cooking made them be nismayach legamri, they became totally soft, or they changed the form of being a hard kernel to totally soft, so then the bracha would be mezonos. If you remove the husk through the process, which was done, they used to do it in a mortar and a pestle, you would pound it, and it would cause the husk to fall off. And that's all that happens. The you did not take out any of the actual kernel itself, which is called the endosperm. The endosperm is totally intact. You just remove the husk. So then, in that situation, if there is nistabak al yedei bishul, so the bracha is mezonos. If they remain shleimim, the mezon mechalek is what to do in that situation. So Mishnah Berurah says the best thing to do was to only eat it during a meal. If when you did that, you removed part of the endosperm also, even though they weren't nismayach hayadei bishul, the Mishnah Berurah's law says what person says mezonos is ein limchis b'yadei. So in general, you get, let's say, pearl, barley. So barley is called pearled. Pearled means that means this process of removing the husk is called pearling. When they take it off, usually the machine is not makbid, not going to take a part of the actual kernel itself. So part of the kernel is removed. So a person would cook barley, make a barley soup or something like that, so the kernels remain intact. They remain separate. But since you removed part of the garin itself, therefore the correct bracha over there is mezonos, and that's acceptable to make a bracha on it. Okay, now, in a case where the bracha is not like that, the bracha is repi adama, so the bracha achrona is going to be rei nefashos. The Shulchan Aruch brings a sophic, and the Tosis raises a sophic, that it is one of the seven species of shechafim in Eretz Yisrael. Elamai what? It's not a mezonos. But the same way you make an ala eitz after eating figs, so you should make a bracha me'ein sholosh after eating wheat, even though the bracha isn't mezonos. One is not taller than the other. So Tosis and brachas raises the question that the bracha achas me'ein sholosh. So what would you say? Tosis says you would say the bracha of alo adama v'pri adama. The same way you make a bracha v'pri adama, you make a bracha alo adama v'pri adama. Bracha to Hashem alo aretz v'pri adama. That Tosis raises that question as a possibility. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. So Tosis says, you know, I can't be mechadash a bracha, but the more it talks about the design minim, get a bracha Achrona of Bracha Achaz Mein Sholish. Therefore, Tosis says that Tosis is a suffix. Now, the Shulchan Aruch presents it as therefore the correct thing to do because of this problem is only eat a Teicha Suda. And this way, you eat a Suda of Pass, I mean, the benching at the end will cover it. In the case where you do not do that, the correct Bracha is the Brain of Foshes. The Ikr Psaq is the Brain of Foshes, or Shamazam itself points out, the Ikr Bracha is the Brain of Foshes, and that would be the correct thing to do. So where is this relevant? Where this relevant something like a wheat cake? Somebody eats wheat cakes. Like rice cakes, wheat cakes. So it's a kernel. It's not mezonos. It isn't made into a flour and then baked. And so it's the kernel intact, which is puffed through heat that causes it to puff. And then they press it together as a unit. See, here we have a case that's nistabek, becomes one unit, but it wasn't nistabek through bishul. So this halacha over here, the main point of that is nistabek, and it becomes a unit, so now it's a mezonos. And therefore the bracha will be mezonos, and the bracha kernel will be alamichya. Or the main point is the kernel's intact. It wasn't that halacha is when it's nismayach, yet a bishul, it comes together as a mass. Over here, it's not really what's happening. It's not nismayach at all. It remains, it takes its form, and then there's a machine which presses it together and holds it together. Through the pressure, it's put together. So what's the correct bracha over there? Similar question is granola. Granola is, if you have a granola which has oats in it, it's one of the five species of grain. Most granolas usually are made with oats. So it has oats in them, and again, it's baked. It's baked, but and the kernels are intact. The husk is removed, but the kernel's intact. And you have, it's nistabek, but it's not nistabek through cooking. It's nistabek through because there's honey and there's nuts. And the machine presses it together and makes it into one unit. So it's the correct bracha on granola, or wheat cakes, this type of thing. What is the correct bracha? So also get to rice cakes, what the bracha rishon is. The bracha rishon is always red of washes by rice. That's easy. Over here, the shalom of the bracha rishon, you have a shalom of bracha achrona. So if you assume the bracha rishon is brepi adama, which many places can do, I think that's the ikra pesach, it should be brepi adama. So now you have Tosis's issue of the bracha achrona. If the bracha is mezonos, the bracha achrona is alamichya, shalom Yisrael. If the bracha rishona is huadama, which I think is the correct bracha to make on granola, so then now you have the pramatosis, the only time you eat granola or wheat cakes is tachasuda. Now that's the whole geshmak of that, is it's made to be a snack, right? It's not, okay, now that I'm washing my bread, let's say I have some granola. I have better things to do with my meal once I'm washing than eat granola bars. So there is one eitzah with granola bars to eat it, that you don't need a shear because I have chilas pras. Right? So the standard granola bars, one bar of it is not a kazayas. They come in the packet, they come in the Nature Valley, they come in a packet, there's two of them. One of them is not a kazayas. The person eats one, waits 5 minutes, eats the second one, so he has no chiyah bracha achrona, period. He didn't need a kazayas, but they have chilas pras. You don't need chilas pras, you don't make a bracha achrona. So a person would eat one granola, wait 5 minutes, eat the second one, so that you will not make a bracha achrona. There's no shayla tosis, and you solve yourself the question of tosis.
Two bracha
rishonis? No, you make a adama.
But you make two bracha rishonis. 5 minutes later, you make
another. No, you had das to continue your meal. Right. If a person did make a mezonos, there's an argument, some people say that you should make a mezonos, because it's a mamonoshach. What's a mamonoshach? If it's a mezonos, so the correct bracha is mezonos. If the bracha is adama, there's a chay odom, which chayron is a mechadish, that mezonos is more, b'diyavad, mezonos covers all brachos. The same way shahakol, there's a b'diyavad that shahakol covers all foods. Mezonos also covers all foods except water and salt. Because the Mishnah says in Erevin that everything is mazin. The person says, neder, I'm not eating anything which is mazin. So he's also eating all foods except for water and salt. So water and salt aren't mazin. But other foods, they give sustenance. So the chay odom is mechadish because of that a person would say mezonos b'diyavad on a food. Al kaponim, the brachish, it's a form of mosim. It's a form of something which is amazing. It gives sustenance. So there's an argument to say that maybe the bracha rishon over here would be better to say mezonos, because either the correct bracha is mezonos and the other correct bracha is adama, but you have a new yotzu of the mezonos and that also. So it comes out. I think the bracha is adama, but it comes out either way. Either one you break, the maaser you'd be yotzu of both. Either way you'd be yotzu. And the grass of the bracha chrona, the solution is the eitzah of waiting. If a person says something which is just bran, which is just the husk alone, none of the actual kernel itself, the bracha shahakol. So the correct bracha on all bran, the cereal all bran is a shahakol, and the bran refreshes at the end, obviously. A person takes flour and he mixes it into makes a liquid out of it. He mixes it some into a liquid, but still, it's still pourable, and the person drinks it as a form of a liquid. So it means the water is the ikar, and therefore the bracha shahakol, and the bracha karna is brenner foshes. The water is the ikar in that situation. The fact that it's still liquidy and therefore the bracha shahakol. So That's why the bracha whiskey is made out of grain. Why is the bracha shahakal on whiskey or on beer is made out of grain? Why is the bracha shahakal on brand of fashas at the end? Because it's a dabra noizel. Agav, just an interesting point on this. So the person talk about the bishul akum. We mentioned this. It's anything which is bishul, and he goes and then bishul akum. This savor that the water is the ikur. Therefore, that's why the bracha is that. But also, it's also relevant to the dinner bishul akum. There's no dinner bishul akum on water because water is nechal kamashu chai. Anything which can be eaten raw, there's no dinner of bishul akum. So, why isn't there the issue of bishul akum on the coffee? I'm going to go into a Starbucks and get a coffee. Assuming there's no kashrus issues, not all Starbucks are kosher. Right? There's no kashrus. Some of them are kashrus issues. The sit down ones are probably kashrus because they wash the kalin, which they use for the coffee, together with the can, which they use for the food, etc. So there's a problem with tarifas. A place which they don't. There's no sit down place. There's no food available. Just drinks. So a lot of, I can't say I've studied this, you know, personally. But they say that, you know, they checked that basically all the ingredients over there are kosher, so that you can buy a coffee there. Why isn't it from bishul akum? There's a cappuccino or something like that. So we say it has to be olah shulchan malachim again, which olah shulchan malachim doesn't mean it's served by the king's table. It means it's served by a chashav a meal, right? The point of Chazal was that they didn't want us to fraternize with the goy. The only time they asked it, a case of once a year, when it's something which is served by the king, the president's state dinner once a year. So what they accomplished? They accomplished a chashav a meal. The point is a chashav a meal, like a Shabbos suda or a Sheva brachas, something like that. That person would serve these items. That's called something which there's an iser bishalakam. So is bishalakam on a cappuccino? For sure, there's be a bishalakam on that. The answer is the ikur is the water, and water is nechal kamashuchai. So maybe there's no problem bishalakam. It's the same sewer over there. And Echanami, if you get to the point where the ikur isn't the water, I don't know. You know, some of these things probably the ikur isn't the water anymore. So, whatever would take flour and eat it. So, whatever reason why a person would want to eat flour, the bracha is shahakol. So, it's not even adama anymore because you've taken it and ground it up. It's no longer functioning as a pre adama because the purpose of making the flour is to make something good out of it. So, you've changed it, but you haven't gotten it to where you want to get it to. So, changing it and not getting it to where you want to get it to, that's the bracha is going to be shahakol. That's relevant, the mashal, the question which you have on the. And applesauce, these type of things. If the reason why it's planted, the reason why the trees are planted or the plant is planted is to make this item, then the bracha would maintain its bracha. Right? So tomato juice. So if I tell you the research that the tomato plants that they use for tomato juice are different than the tomatoes you're going to get in the store. The tomato juice you get is not going to give you the tomato juice that they get. They sell tomato juice. The person, they're planted specifically for that purpose, and they're cooked, and they're processed, etc. Now you have tomato juice. The correct bracha on that is Brei Pri Adama, because that's the purpose why it was planted. That's the pre of this thing. This is what it was planted for. Right? So the fact that you've changed it alone, it doesn't look like a tomato anymore. It doesn't take away its bracha. But that's not where you want to get it to. Then it doesn't maintain the bracha. So the eating flour, that's not where you want to get it to, right? Taking it and eating it as a cake is where you want to get it to. Now, over your point, theoretically, the bracha could have been Brei Pri Adama, but because I'll give a special bracha of Mazonis, but something of that sort. When we learn Reish Beis, we'll talk more about the issues of soups and type of things, what the correct bracha on soups is. But just an example by tomato juice, the correct bracha on tomato juice is Adama. Let's say a person takes flour and puts it into the food. So you want to know what's the function of the flour. What is the brachas? In general, the Mora says that mezonos is always considered the ikur, even though it's a meat. There's an ikur and tafel. You make a bracha on the ikur and the cover that includes the tafel also. So a person makes a bracha on his breakfast cereal and it's the bracha is mezonos and there's some milk in there. The milk is covered with the bracha of the mezonos, ikur and tafel. Normally we say it goes basar roiv. So if I have a mixture of something which is a combination of Brei Pri Eitz and a Brei Pri Adama, you can bust it right, and that would be the correct bracha. In a case where one of the items is mezonos, so the mezonos is always considered an ikur, and therefore even the meal, the correct bracha on the mezonos, on the food is Brei Pri Adama, Brei Mene Mezonos. However, If the purpose of there is clearly as a tuffle, the more so even a case of bread mamish, it can be used as a tuffle. Person ate the very, very salty type of herring, and Pasha, he was so salty, he needed to eat something afterwards to clean out his mouth to eat some bread afterwards. That bread is a tuffle. It's coming there just to address the needs of the herring. So the bracha on the herring covers the bread. So we ask you a question, where is it possible to correct bracha on bread? Is shahakol, that's the example. Right? Because we point out the pshat is, you know, the Rebbe could tell me, you're not making a bracha on the tuffle. The bracha of the ikir is the bracha on the tuffle. It covers both. But if let's say, here we have a situation where I'm putting mezonos in because the food I'm making doesn't stick well together unless I add some flour. The flour holds it together. It's there ladabik. So there the ikabra is I'm making a hamburger, right? So you put a little bit of flour into the hamburger, you put a little bit of breadcrumbs into the hamburger to hold it together. So then the correct bracha is still shahakol, even though there's mezonos or there's in there. So the correct bracha is shahakol. If it's there to add flavor, you want to taste the flavor of the mezonos. So then that's clear the halacha, the bracha is mezonos, right? Now, what if there's this gray area in between, which you'll ask your balabasta, you say, okay, is it there for flavor? It's not there for flavor. Is it just all there? No, it's there to add, it's a filler, to add filling to it, to give it a little more substance. So there I want the function of the mezonos as a mezonos, because mezonos has a certain substance to it. But on the other hand, it's not there for flavor. So this middle madrega of, which is, it's not, it's, which is there to be a filler. So, what's the bracha over there? So they much with this, what is that? Because the Shulchan Aruch does not give any clear direction on that. So Shlomo Zalman said the following. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said the following. He said, so my friend is coming over, and I'm giving him, we're having hamburgers, right? You know, but you know, listen, well, I need to stretch the hamburgers a little bit. So you add a little bit of breadcrumbs, you know, realize it's more guests than I'm expecting, so I need to stretch it. So over there, I want, even though obviously my clear goal over here is to serve this meat patty or this tuna patty or whatever it is, I'm not really interested in the filler. My main goal is the tuna. And my friend that's coming over saying, well, so what are you having there? So we're having some flour. No, we're having tuna, right? You know, we're having hamburgers. My eager is that. But if I need it, push it, I'm trying to stretch it. And I want my mezonos to become fish. You know, I want mezonos to become meat. You know, I want it to be perceived as meat. Right, so I really, it says in that situation where my eager kavana isn't, and I want the mezonos out the mezonos shabo. I just want a little more meat. So then the bracha shahakol. At some point in time, when the roiv is mezonos, I'm not sure that argument applies anymore, because then the roiv is mezonos, but it doesn't taste like it. Doesn't taste something different than a meat patty anyway. Okay, in that situation, in regards to bracha achrona, let's just talk about the issue of bracha achrona. Let's say you have a case where the mezonos is the meat. What's the correct bracha achrona in that situation? He says so. The alamichya would require that you eat a kazayas of the mezonos part with echilis pras. So if I have a mixture and I eat two kazayasim, but my mezonos is only 1/3 of the total. So even though the bracha achrona is bereben mezonos, but I eat two kazayasim, right? It's 1/3, so it means I ate 2/3 of a kazayas of mezonos. So I can't make a bracha of alamichya in that situation, because I didn't need a kazayas of mezonos. So the correct bracha over there, Mishabur says, the correct bracha over there would be brain of ushers. He says, the minhag ha'olam, this is negate the cake also. The minhag ha'olam, yeah, person has a small piece of cake. It's a kazayas of cake, you know. We say, Shavuos morning, there's not enough. Everybody should take a kazayas. Rosh Hashanah morning, everybody should take a kazayas. Well, tell you, there's not a kazayas of flour in there. There's, you know, flour, and there's oil, and there's eggs, and there's sugar, and there's, you know, spices, etc. You don't have a kazayas of mezonos in there. So Mishabur says, really, the ikar bracha in that situation should be Mishabur and Fasha, not an alamichya. He says, however, the minhag ha'olam is to say an alamichya. And he says, maybe you could argue that the reason why that's so is because that the The reason why it's there is just to be matim and to make the mazonis, clear the mazonis as the ikar, everything's just to be matim and make it better. And then maybe that's why Pshat the Minigarlam is to make an alamichya. But he really feels that the correct thing to do is not to get in that situation and make sure that you eat enough, that you have a kazai's worth of mazonis to be able to say correct bracha achrona. That situation. Okay, I think that's really later on. I just want to give you, since we're talking about it now, just bring it, mention it.